All right. Violent extremists and possible domestic terrorists include those that talk about individual liberties. Number two, those that advocate for states' rights. Number three, those that want to make the world a better place. Number four, the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Number five, those that are interested in defeating the communists. You don't think progressives are communists, huh? Those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interest of all nations. Gee, that kind of ties into the SCN deal, doesn't it? Anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be supreme over the federal. Anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions. Could that have something to do with, like, the Muslim thing? Those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or animals. In other words, global warming. If you're not a friend of global warming, you are an enemy of the state, folks. Anybody who is anti-homosexual, anybody who is anti-immigrant, anybody who is anti-Muslim, anybody who is part of the or a patriot movement, anybody in opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians, any members of the Family Research Council, any members of the American Family Association, anybody who believes that Mexico, I'm not making this list up now, this is from the Department of Justice of the United States of America. Anybody that believes that Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American Union. Number 18, members of the American Border Patrol, American Patrol. That's a civilian border patrol, by the way, folks. Number 19, members of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Number 20, members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition. Number 21, members of the Christian Action Network. Number 22, anyone that is opposed to the New World Order. I'm not making this up, folks. This is quotes. Number 23, anyone that is engaged in conspiracy theorizing. I wonder if I qualify with my dot theories. I bet I do. Number 24, anyone that is opposed to Agenda 21. Wow, I think I really qualify for this list. Hoo-wee. Dangerous dude am I. Hoo-hoo. All right. Anyone that is concerned about FEMA camps. Now, why should we be concerned about FEMA camps? I mean, you know, the Jews in 1937 weren't concerned about concentration camps. Wow. Okay. We're not done. This list goes on and on. And if your eyes aren't bugging out of your head now, if they are bugging out of your head, pop them back in so the cops don't arrest you for driving around with bug eyes. And if they're not popping out of your head, stop taking Valium. Anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscations. Gee, why would anybody fear that? Whew. The militia movement, the sovereign citizen movement, those that don't think they should have to pay taxes. Anyone that complains about bias. Wow. Anyone that believes in government conspiracies to the point of paranoia. And I guess they define what paranoia is. Kind of like what Josh Earnest said about gun control and anyone who shouldn't have one. Boy, that's kind of a general list, isn't it? anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies. Anyone that visits extremist websites or blogs. Now, if all the... I'm going to stop for a moment to catch my breath because my heart is beating wildly because I feel so safe now that all these violent, potentially violent, extremist, anti-American, subversive slime are being called out on the carpet by the progressives and their Muslim advisors in the White House. I feel so much better. Phew. Okay, we've taken our break. Let me explain to you something. When they say extremist websites or blogs, and that word is used in this United Nations crapola that is functioning right now through Agenda 21 and this new cities network, etc., etc., and they use these same buzzwords and all these, what they try to keep seemingly unrelated actions, domestic and international, that I'm kind of revealing for you and linking together for you. Understand this, that those vague and subjective phrases like, and anyone else who shouldn't have a gun, or anyone who is or potentially could be a violent, quote unquote, extremist. The definitions of extremism, of anyone who shouldn't have a gun, of anyone who is a global warming denier, and on, is solely within their purview. Do you understand that? This is not like a law, which they don't follow anyway, which says, you know, if you take two steps forward on a red light, you're in violation of the law. I'm using a stupid example. This is rather saying, if we think you make any movement in any direction from a red light that we don't like at the particular time, you're in violation of the law. Do you see the difference there? One is a definition of a concrete act or lack of act, and the other gives the person writing the rule the right to cast any act or lack of act however they wish to achieve their ends at the time. Let's continue with this list. We're at number 33. Anyone that... we already did that one. This is a visit extremist websites and blogs. You know, for all I know, guys, everybody who's listening to this show right now and visits my website, you might be considered... this might be an extremist website and blog. What do you think? All right. Number 34. Assumes that established websites and blogs to display... anyone that establishes websites and blogs to display extremist views. I think I was just talking about that. Anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes. You notice how extremist is not defined here? I mean, maybe a rally about the flag is extremist to these guys. In fact, it probably is, huh? Anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance. Anyone that is personally connected with a grievance. That one has perplexed me. I've read that several times. Anyone that is personally connected with a grievance. You know, doesn't that kind of include everybody or anybody they would want it to? Okay. Anyone that suddenly acquires weapons. Suddenly acquires weapons? What does that mean? If I go down today and buy a gun, I've suddenly acquired a weapon? Once again, I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I wish I was. Number 39. Anyone that organizes protests inspired by extremist ideology. Number 40. Militia or unorganized militia. Number 41. General right-wing extremist. You know, if they couldn't catch you on the other 40 deals, they'll get you with that one. You know, oh my. General right-wing extremist. Number 42, citizens that have bumper stickers that are patriotic or anti-United Nations. You don't think this is all linked in, huh, folks? That is anti-United Nations? All right. Number 43, those that refer to an army of God. Number 44, those that are fiercely nationalistic as opposed to universal and international in orientation. Those that are anti-global. Those that are suspicious of centralized federal authority. Those that are reverent of individual liberty. Once again, I'm not making this up, folks. I'm really not making this up. Those that believe in conspiracy theories, those that have a belief that one's personal and or national way of life is under is under attack. No, why would we think that? Those that possess a belief in the need to be prepared for an attack, either by participating in paramilitary preparations and training or survivalism. You know, after I read this list, folks, the first thing you should do is go down to Family Safety and read all those family safety articles going back about 5 months. All right. Those that would impose strict religious tenets or laws on society, parentheses, fundamentalists. Next one, those that would insert religion into the political sphere. Next one, anyone that would seek to politicize religion. Next one, those that have supported political movements for autonomy, Next, anyone that is anti-abortion, anyone that is anti-Catholic, anyone that is anti-nuclear, right-wing extremists. Returning veterans. Hey, all you vets out there that listen to me, I know there's a bunch of you, and active duty as well. You bad vets, you violent extremist possible domestic terrorists, anti-American folks. Does this make you want to gag or what? Those concerned with illegal immigration. What's there to be concerned about? You know, everything's cool, man. Bring in those Syrians. Those that believe in the right to bear arms. You don't think this is tied into guns, huh, folks? Anyone that is engaged in ammunition stockpiling. Anyone that exhibits fear of communist regimes. Anti-abortion activists, those that are against illegal immigration, those that talk about the New World Order in a derogatory manner, those that have a negative view of the United Nations. Well, there's the United Nations again. How connected we are. A rose by any other name. Thank you, William Shakespeare. Those that are opposed to the collection of federal income taxes. Those that supported former presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. Those that display the Gladstone flag. Don't tread on me. You know, I'll tell you something, folks. I just put up this flagpole. I'm going to digress. We have two more to go. I know you are on the edge of your seats to see if, by some miracle, some offhand chance, some far-fetched possible chance, you might qualify in this vast list of potential terrorists and American extremists if you haven't already qualified in the 60, in, excuse me, in the 70 examples of bad people that our government has come out with. So hold on, those of you who are on the edge of your seat and feeling left out because there isn't a category that has yet classed you as a nasty person, as an enemy of the state, we have two more to go. What I ought to say, and we'll be right back after a brief break from our sponsors, but I don't need to say that because I don't allow sponsors on my radio show. Okay, look, let me explain something, and my producer is gesturing at me here. I guess we're at 54 minutes and 7 seconds, and so I got to kind of wrap this up. This stuff that I just read you is real stuff. It is absolutely tied in with this executive order gun control stuff. It is absolutely tied in with this global warming protocol carbon tax, which I didn't get to talk about today, but I will next week, so that you understand exactly what it is and how it will affect your life and how it weakens you so that you are more dependent. It absolutely ties in with United Nations global policing. It absolutely ties in with the demise, potential demise of the American dollar as reserve currency of the world. It's all tied in, folks. Everything is connected. There is one big agenda at play with many moving parts that are being carefully manipulated in a dark room on a 3D chessboard. And they know they're playing chess, and our folks don't even know there's a game. And the American public doesn't even know there's a room in which the game is being played. It's scary stuff. Here's the last two for those of you who have not yet qualified as an enemy of the state. And by the way, I digressed. I have an American flagpole out here at the entry to the ranch, and I get a little thrill, I really do, and I smile every time I drive by that flag or I see it waving in the distance against the backdrop of sun-drenched ridges and Wyoming landscape, and I feel proud. And you know what I'm going to do tomorrow morning? The first thing I'm going to do tomorrow morning is I'm going to order me a Gladsen flag to run up that flagpole right underneath the American flag. Yes, I am. Number 71. Those that believe in end times prophecies. And 72. Drum roll, please. If you have not qualified, this is your final chance to be an enemy of the state tonight and tomorrow. Number 72, if you are an evangelical Christian. So, what makes me think that every single person, even you libs who like to listen to me, and send me occasionally, or more than occasionally, nasty letters, I bet in one way, shape, or form, there's not a person on this show, not a person listening, not a person in the family of any person listening, who, if the quote-unquote powers that be wanted to make it so, couldn't qualify you under one or more of that list of 72, is it 72? Of 72 absolutely incredible items. Even more incredible because that list is published by the government of the people, by the people, and for the people, as the Constitution of the United States of America says. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. You have a great week. I'll be back at you next week.